Let's turn now to the security and foreign policy implications of this election of Donald Trump. And joining us now is Here and Now security analyst Jim Walsh, who's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Jim, during his victory speech this morning, Donald Trump talked about how he sees the U.S. relationship with the rest of the world. Here he is.
At the same time, we will get along with all other nations willing to get along with us. We will be. We'll have great relationships. We expect to have great, great relationships.
Now, he's had some tough talk for some countries and some friendly talk for others, a little different than the Obama administration. But what are you looking at in terms of the security and foreign policy challenges and what's ahead for the new president?
Well, when I think about the foreign and security challenges we face, I sort of put it into four different buckets. The first is active conflicts where there are American troops, places like Iraq, Afghanistan, Syria, Yemen. He's going to have to make some tough decisions about the men and women who are fighting in those conflict zones. Then there's a whole second category, sort of potential threats or conflicts or crises. Those are things like terrorism or North Korea. You and I in the past have talked about India and Pakistan. Mercy Corps, humanitarian agency is warning right now that there is a potential famine in Nigeria. So famines or potential mass atrocity events, these are the sorts of things that can creep up on you during an election. And then there are just plain old foreign policy challenges. Russia, China, you know, some of our friends we're having problems with, like the Philippines and Turkey. So there's a full plate here,
Jeremy. Well, let's pick one thing off the plate. How about just ISIS? And, you know, he said during the campaign he knew more than the generals about what to do with ISIS. And he also said you bomb the heck out of them. Of course, we're seeing as troops are trying to get into Mosul that there are civilians there. You can't bomb that city in Iraq now. But what your sense of what a quick study he's going to have to be?
He's going to have to be real fast. It also will depend on the team that he puts together. He's going to have to delegate a lot of this. So his choices for cabinet officials and other sorts of positions is going to matter. And he faces a tough challenge here because many of the establishment national security figures in the Republican Party, the sort of centrist and realist group, together with many of the neoconservatives, signed letters saying that they opposed Donald Trump. Most of them went in the other direction. So he's going to have to put together a team that's competent and immediately deal with these challenges. As for Syria and Iraq or ISIS, I mean, we don't know. He never specified what his plan's going to be. Obviously, we have been bombing ISIS. Yeah. We've been bombing ISIS in Syria for quite some time now. So it remains to be seen. I think we saw two Donald Trumps, one who was sort of more isolationist, less willing to get involved, let people take care of their own problems, and then another one who emphasized strength, strength, strength. I don't know which one is going to win out.
Jim, do you expect that any adversary is going to try to take advantage of the uncertainty of moving from an Obama presidency to a Trump presidency and do something?
It's a great question, Jeremy, and you're absolutely right to put your finger on uncertainty. If you look at headlines coming out of the world capitals, you see the word anxiety, uncertainty, and that has two impacts. One on our allies. You know, nervous allies can start to fret and start to hedge their bets and think that they have to have a backup plan. That's not a good thing. You know, the South Koreas, Japan's, Europe's of the world. But then you're right. Adversaries may be tempted to act opportunistically or to test the boundaries of a new and unproven president. The number one candidate for that would have been Russia. But they seem to be pals there. We'll just have to see how that works
out. Well, but of course, there's the concern that Russia wanted Donald Trump to be in office and interfered with the U.S. election for whatever end they might have in mind. Jim Walsh, Here Now security analyst with the Security Studies Program at MIT. Yet another voice helping us, you know, dissect what has happened here at an historic election in the United States. Jim, thank you.
Thank you.